the world. Well, we've been paying multiples more than a lot of states pay. And have we saved the world? I mean, has the world been saved? Has it, in fact, has it even helped? Has the global worldwide temperature increase, according to the climate change people, gone down even a scintilla? Has carbon dioxide been reduced one scintilla? Has it one nano degree? Has anything the government of California done to you through cap and trade, through carbon taxes, through gasoline taxes, through unlimited, unfettered illegal immigration, through the murder of our own children in abortion clinics, the murder of tens of thousands of people in abortion clinics, their murder and dismemberment? Has that helped society at the same time we let tens of thousands of other people commit a crime to sneak across the border and then give them taxpayer-funded services? Is there any logical sense in backing a scheme like that? And if the answer to that is no, what are you willing to do about it? In other words, if you have faith in our cause, if you have faith in the founding fathers of this nation who gave their lives, and the millions of men and women afterwards who have given their lives, who not only showed up in support of a cause, but gave their life for it, or were horribly wounded and dismembered and handicapped forever, blinded, deafened, amputees, multiple amputees, traumatic brain injuries. What, you know, in other words, if you say you support this, what really are you willing to do? And I ask that for a specific reason. When we first had the rally in Etna, California, it was so many years ago, I can't even remember, where we showed up to one meeting, and a few of us, not even everybody, because we had just thought of the whole thing that day, I might have been the only one, I don't remember, showed up with an empty pistol holster that had a constitution in it, and the state agents who were trying to take our water ran. They ran like scalded dogs with their tails tucked between their legs all the way back to Sacramento, and the next day they whined in the newspaper that they were afraid of an armed insurrection. But they ran. And they dropped that program, and they didn't come back for 2 years until they'd invented a new program to steal our liberty and steal our money. The other day in Oregon, the 3% militia said, I don't know whether they even did it. I don't know whether they planned to do it or even had to do it. But they said they were going to go to the Capitol, and they were going to protect the Republican lawmakers against the injustice and tyranny of the Democratic majority in Salem. And the government was so afraid, or they at least pretended, I think they were trying to brand these guys as right-wing terrorists, but they pretended to be so afraid they shut down the Oregon government over the verbal warning that the people of Oregon were going to show up and protest their actions with regard to sending the state police after Oregon state legislators.
You know, Mark?
Who did not want to vote on that bill.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right. And the gentleman who stood up and made his comments, I believe it was a senator, state senator, who was had been in special forces. That gentleman stood up and said, you know, they're not taking me as a political prisoner. And he stood up for the people and himself. I haven't seen that in California from any of the legislative body in that degree.
Well,
to where you have that.
I'll
you
go
have,
even further. I haven't seen it out of us. I mean, if the people aren't willing to do it, we can't throw a bucket of water at a state legislator and say, here, carry all the water. We're not willing to.
Well, no, that's not the point. The point is that as someone who was elected, he stood up and said something. Okay, I'm not saying he was the entire reason for this, and I'm not saying that people didn't stand up, but he did do that. And I think that there might be a candidate out there running for Assembly 1, District 1, that would stand up and say those things and would stand up there for the people. That's a lot of it. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. You're absolutely correct. But the thing is, we elect these guys. They are there in the legislative body. And when they stand up and they get in front of the news media and they say, hey, if you're going to send these guys, they better be heavily armed. And you know what? They better not have any family. They better be bachelors. But anyway, with that, we've got to go off to a break. My friend, could you hold on, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Time has come.
For 51. When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
State of Mind.
We're back.
We are back, and we have Mark Baird on the line. And Mark, we were just talking about something that was important. You're absolutely right about rising up. But it is important, I think, that we have people in the legislative body that will stand for us. And I know with this particular senator who made these comments in Oregon that he was going to defend his property and he would, quote, not become a political prisoner, that there are phone calls I know I've gotten from as far away as Coos Bay and other places that that there's folks that would go out there and they would help him. Similar to what happened to you when they tried to tell you you couldn't turn on the water on your own property, that was your water and your water rights, there was 170 of us that came out that day. So I think that when somebody does make a stand like that, I think it is, you know, I think it is something that's certainly that's needed here. And, you know, what do you think about Patrick Jones running for Assembly District 1?
Well, I mean, I've known Patrick for years, and I think he's the guy. I totally support him. Jefferson supports him. He is our candidate, and we will help him get elected. And if we have the backbone that we say we do, we will get him elected. And that's exactly what I was talking about. The candidates, we have good candidates. We have them. What we need as people is the backbone to stand up and make these things happen. That's what I was getting at. Yes, Patrick Jones is the candidate. He is a staunch Second Amendment supporter. He is a supporter of liberty. He's a supporter of Jefferson. He is a supporter of getting a handle on the $1.2 plus trillion deficit that CalPERS has foisted onto the people of California. You know, he supports everything that liberty-minded people support. And he has the background. He's got the creds, the political creds. He's got a history. He's got a resume in politics, in certainly a city that isn't easy to run, in Reading, where the forces of liberalism are rampant. And Patrick stood up against that. And at times, he was the only one that did. I mean, he was the only guy that did, because he was alone there on the council as a liberty-minded conservative. So, yeah, I mean, Patrick's the guy, but Patrick cannot take the water bucket and run down to Sacramento and get himself
elected. By himself, absolutely.
We have to do that. And that's what I'm talking about. People rising up, meaning what they say, showing up, making a sacrifice. I mean, what good does it do me to go to work and work my tail off to get that 10 cent an hour raise when California takes 20 cents an hour from me in the very next ballot?
Yeah, you're
absolutely right. What good does it do me to try to do it, get a better job, when California taxes me out of the proceeds of that job? What good does it do me to improve my property when California taxes me out of that property? In fact, I got a deal the other day. I'm trying to register my motorcycle, and they won't register it because they said, oh, there's a smog recall. So you're going to have to pay penalties for being late on your registration because you haven't completed your smog recall. I mean, who is in charge of this state, the people or the oligarchy in Sacramento? So, yes, we need Patrick. We need to elect Patrick, but we're the ones that do that. He can't do that for himself. We have to help him. We have to do that. And we need to get more than 10 people at a time to show up and mean what they say and say what they mean.
You're right. You're absolutely right about everything you've just said, spot on. You know, the thing is somebody like Patrick, though, running for assembly, you know, he's running in District 1, but folks, he'll be representing everybody. He knows how to fight for gun rights. I mean, ask Sam Paredes. Sam Paredes and he have worked hand in hand for fighting against these things. And Patrick is not afraid. That's the main thing. He's not afraid. He's not politically correct, and he's not afraid. He's very articulate. He knows what's going on. As a businessman, you have a gentleman who has been around his family's business and has been involved in it since he was 4 years old. He's 51 years old now. His family business, Jones Ford, is debt-free. He understands how to run a business. He understands how to handle money. He understands, as he did a great job as mayor in the city of Reading, he understands all these different things. Gary Cadd was a good friend of his and helped. Those two were about the only two voices. They were the only two voices of reason that we had for a while. But anyway, Mark's absolutely right. But this is going to take more than just District 1. If you are part of the state of Jefferson, if you're one of the 23 counties, you need to be supporting this candidate. And here's why. Because he said what he's going to do, and he has a plan for it. It isn't that I have the same values as you. It isn't that, well, I think the same way you do. Well, the other guy's a bad guy. Or the other person's a bad person. It's been none of that. It's been, here's the plan, and here's how we're going to do it. And that's the thing that makes him special. And this is someone, because if there's 19 conservatives, or, quote, they say they're conservatives, left out of 80, and this is one that represents your positions, your rights, just as much as the person in your particular assembly area. So, Mark, do you have anything to add to that, my friend?
Well, I don't have anything to add to that. I mean, we just need to get it done. That's the deal. And you know, I'm gonna be at the Tea Party meeting up in Yreka on Tuesday, and Patrick's coming up to talk, so I'm excited about that. But you know, let's go to the Second Amendment lawsuit just for a minute. The state has filed its motion to dismiss. Our opposition to that motion is being constructed right now, and we don't want to submit that until the last possible instant because we don't want to give our enemies a tip-off. But here are some of the things that the state said in their motion to dismiss a lawsuit that will enable every lawful individual and law-abiding citizen in the state of California to protect themselves with Second Amendment guarantees by the open carry of a loaded weapon. And here's what the state says. We have delegated the authority to say who may or may not carry a weapon in California to local sheriffs and police chiefs. So the oligarchy in Sacramento made the open statement that they've designated 58 individuals in their county alone, and those individuals will tell you whether you enjoy a Second Amendment guarantee or whether you don't. And they can say no to you. In fact, the sheriffs of all 58 counties have said no to everyone in their county. They already have. Because even though they have the authority, and they have been delegated the authority to say who may carry and who may not carry, what they've done is they've said no to everybody because they've never said yes since 2012. They've never said yes to one single person that you may carry. So the state gave authority to 58 men and women who told everybody, no, you can't carry unless you buy an expensive and time-consuming concealed carry permit. Then you might carry if we say you can and if you meet all of these rules. And then the state also said in their motion to dismiss that it would be a problem if the state of California granted permission to carry a weapon to all law-abiding citizens. That would be a problem. I mean, in other words, if, as the Second Amendment says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, well, California is saying if the state grants that right to every law-abiding citizen, that would be a problem for us because we've carefully constructed a balance of regulations which protect the rights of the individual. You don't have a right because, once again, all 58 sheriffs have said no. They've never said yes to one single person to grant the right to carry a weapon. And if all sheriffs have said no, it would be a problem for you. It would be a problem for the state if anybody said yes. So here's the deal. The carefully constructed balance of regulations which protect the rights of the people against the interest of the state to maintain order is this. You don't get to carry a weapon. You have no Second Amendment right. And the fact that you have no Second Amendment right protects the state's ability to maintain order. Now, there's only one problem with that. Criminals don't follow the law. So what the state has done, they have ensured that every pistol-packing criminal in this state is going to face an unarmed individual 99% of the time. Now, I'm curious to know how that protects the individual. I don't see any protection for the individual in that. I see protection for the state because what happened in Oregon, where the militia and ordinary citizens have the ability to go to the state capitol armed and tell the tyrants in the state capitol, you will not tyrannize the people of this state. Well, you don't have that ability in California. You can show up with your broom or your squirt gun, maybe. Well, you couldn't show up with a squirt gun because that looks like a gun.
Well, you can't show up with a broom either because it's longer than like 14 inches and they consider that a weapon.
That, well, even the straws that held our little flags were banned.
Yeah, they
well, I was going to say you could show up with a plastic straw, but those have been banned too.
Yeah.
And you probably can't afford to drive down to Sacramento for that because the gas is more expensive than any state in the nation.
Yeah.
The rights of the people are where in this carefully balanced set of regulations? I know where they are. They're nowhere.
Well, you know, one other thing.
That's what the Second Amendment lawsuit is about.
Yes, and one of the things we can do is, you know, really, folks, you need to be calling into these radio programs every day. What about our Second Amendment rights? What about this? What about that? You know, instead of, worrying about where the next chili cook-off is, and there's nothing wrong with chili cook-offs. I love chili. Point is that when are we going to grow up here? I mean, the real deal is we have crime running rampant. We have a state that's out of control. We have a legislative body that's an oligarchy. We have people that are banning our rights day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, and Mark's right. But we have to start doing that on the airwaves. We've got to start doing that on the Internet. And we have to start going down there and standing up in person. Now, we have a lot of counties that are very close to Sacramento, Placer, Calaveras, Tuolumne, a lot of folks down there that are closer, and I know that, you know, one other thing, too, it's tough to show up down there when you've got to work, but if you have a day off and you have an hour, go in there and bang on those doors. I mean, we have to be more vocal, and it's very frustrating that really, in a lot of cases, we're not. And yet, I know that, there's a lot of people out there that have devoted everything they have, like Mark and Cindy. There's a lot of folks out there that have devoted everything they've got to fight this thing. I'll just say it. I don't know if there's a truer patriot or anybody that works harder than my wife. I don't think there is anybody on the face of the earth that works any harder for liberty than her. She is at it all the time. She's at it in the morning, in the afternoon. She's there. She's always positive, always trying to bring forth, let's do something. Let's get something moving here. Folks, we need to get off our butts and do something. Mark is right. And I know we're preaching to the choir here, but you need to be preaching to your liberal neighbor, your conservative neighbor, and more importantly, which is about 80%, your neighbor who's just afraid. And with that, we've got to go to Bob Round Mountain. What's up, buddy? Only got a couple of minutes.
Hey, Bob, are you there?
Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, going people that are running for this District 1, Audrey Denny of Chico had listed online that she is going to run for District 1 State Assembly. So she gave Doug LaMalfa one heck of a run, so we better have our P's and Q's together.
Where did you see that?
It was online. Linda found it online that she signed up, I believe it was Friday.
Okay, well, we need to, okay, I believe you, but we need to verify that because I know she was going to take another shot at LaMalfa. And, I mean, she's got $1 million at least in her coffers. So, Mark, have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard about it. And if that's true, it just means.
Where did you find it online? Oh, yeah. Look it's up Audrey Denny online, and it says that she's running for District 1.
Well, okay. That is that.
And that's where she signed up.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, buddy. All right. We'll have Wynn look that up, and he's going on the phone right now. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Linda, for that info. We'll verify all that. Anyway, Mark, what say you?
Well, let's get back just for a second to the Second Amendment lawsuit and what I talked about, you know, people making a sacrifice and showing up for what they want and what they believe in. You know, and I've said this 100 times. If 50,000 people showed up to Sacramento at the courthouse at 9 a.m. on September the 6th, you can bet that someone in that building and the building kitty corner, the Capitol, down the street a little bit, would know about it. You can bet that that would cause some action. You can bet that that would raise their fear level 2% or I don't know what. But if we could just show up, you know, 2 times a year with 50 or 100,000 people that want liberty, we'd win. But if we keep showing up with the same 15 people saying the same things, doing the same things, yes, we're giving our all, but 15 people giving their all isn't enough. So here's the deal, folks. If you want these things, you need to start showing up, because if you don't show up, it's not going to happen. It just isn't. That isn't bad or good. It's just the truth. It's the arithmetic. When the liberals want to murder more children, 100,000 of them will show up in Washington, D.C., 200,000 of them. I don't know. Yeah, George Soros is paying for it, but they still show up. And they wear bodily parts on their heads. They wear private parts on their heads. And they walk around saying the stupidest stuff you ever saw with signs that are so ridiculous you can't even believe it. But people in the Capitol take notice because there's 250,000 of them out in the road screaming and yelling like banshees. If we would show up, 50,000 of us, we wouldn't even have to say a word. All we'd have to do is hold up a sign. We demand liberty, and we're not going to take no for an answer. And that would do it. Be polite, be professional, be Christian, but show up. Because if you don't show up, we're going to lose. If you don't show up, CFR will lose. We will lose our opportunity to gain statehood. If you don't show up for guys like Patrick Jones, we're going to lose. If you don't show up for the Second Amendment, we're going to lose. That's just the arithmetic. And it is time to decide whether you're going to fish or just cut bait and get out of the way and shut up and sit down.
Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right, but I do want to go back to Audrey Denny very quickly. She's out of Butte County. That's not in District 1. Butte County is...
Well, parts of it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Didn't they pass a law in California that you don't have to live anymore?
But there's also a thing called Congressional District 1.
Yeah, and I'm not finding anything regarding her.
There's nothing regarding her there. If she's got $1 million, at least, we know that for a fact.
Racked up for Congress.
For Congress, you know. And if she's out of Butte County, there aren't parts of Butte County that are involved in District 1. No part of it. James Gallagher is the assemblyman in Butte County. We have our assembly district in the state does not cover Butte County. So the deal.
Well, look, the Social Democrats have joined officially with the American Communist Party.
Yes.
The American Communist Party said that Social Democrats are close enough to their platform that they can go ahead and join them, and it'll, you know, the difference is indistinguishable anyway. So people like Denny and Occasional Cortex or whatever her name is, and Ilhan Omar and the rest of them, you know, look, they've got their platform, they've got their agenda, and once again, if you're not even willing to show up, then what do you care? You know, just hunker down next to the table, make sure you got a little slack in your chain, and when the master flicks a scrap off the table, if you can reach it, you can go ahead and eat it. But you're not a patriot, and you don't favor liberty because you're not even willing to show up for it. And I don't have time for people who won't show up anymore. I am too busy. I spend 99% of my time fighting these fights. I don't have time to talk to people who don't believe enough in what we're trying to do to even show up. I'm not going to show up for people who won't show up for liberty. That's the point.
I stand corrected on Butte County. It is 9% of Butte County.
Yeah, District 1 encompasses, as is listed on through this information that we received, it says Butte County, 9%. All of Lassen County, all of Modoc County, all of Nevada County, Placer County, 16.7%, so basically Colfax area, all of Plumas County, all of Shasta County, all of Sierra County, all of Siskiyou County. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counties in total that are full counties that are in there, and then parts of 2 others. So there you go.
So anyway,
so we have an opportunity to change the dynamic,
yes,
and get a guy who will stand for us as opposed to a guy who wouldn't. And the guy who wouldn't stand up for us, his wife is going to run. Well, what do you think her platform is going to be? I would, if I had to guess, I'd say exactly the same as his. Now, he was a guy, Brian Daly, when we asked him in Siskiyou County to help us save 4 fully functional, perfectly maintained hydroelectric dams that provide the cleanest, greenest, cheapest energy on the planet, he said, I don't know anything about that. That's a federal deal. Well, California signed an unconstitutional agreement in violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 10 with Oregon. In other words, the state of California signed a treaty with another state without the consent of Congress to rip those dams out. And Brian Daly, who represents our county, says, I don't know too much about that. And Brian Daly also said to one of our leaders in Siskiyou County, I'm never going to do anything for Siskiyou County again because you people are too much of a pain in the rear. So I just question, what would his wife want to do? I imagine she's going to listen to him, or she's going to cooperate with him and his agenda and do whatever he basically says. I wouldn't want her to represent me because, to me, that's just nepotism. It's wrong. It's just a way to collect 2 salaries off the government and 2 CalPERS and enrich their family. And at the same time, all you have to do is nothing, because if you do nothing, you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, I think that, you know, it's the pluses I see on what someone like Patrick Jones can bring to the table, and that is the pluses of being a business owner who understands how to handle a business, someone who has political savvy, somebody who's been a mayor of one of the larger cities in Jefferson, somebody who has been out there and is a public figure, who's stood up for all the right things, somebody who's helped people in El Dorado County, people in Placer County to do events along with Sam Paredes and for gun owners and all kinds of good stuff. I mean, he's a guy that stands up for a lot of stuff. And you know what? He'll tell you the truth, and he'll give you reasons why. And that's the thing I really respect about what I heard when I watched when he was at the Patriot meeting and I watched him speak. And I was very impressed with the fact that not only did he give an opinion, but he gave you the reasons why. And he backed those reasons with fact. It was really very refreshing, I thought.
Agreed.
Well, it's about time. You know, somebody's refreshing. I mean,
well, refreshing in the fact that, you know, I mean, I've got to be careful what I say, Kemosabe, because I don't want to get Sue in trouble, you know. And, you know, I mean, you know, I can go sailor here real quick, but I don't want to do it to her because, you know, we can't keep getting these good folks that are producers and losing them because you have to hit the button. Because
they don't hit the button fast enough.
They don't hit the button fast enough, but we're trying to protect them. But anyway, you're absolutely spot on what you've said. You know, as far as, I mean, whoever runs, runs, you know, but Mark is right. We need to stand up there. And yeah, you folks that are out there that are busting your tails, great. Get somebody next door to bust your tail.
We all have a choice to make, and we're going to live with the consequences of that choice.
Absolutely. When somebody comes up to you and thanks you for what you're doing, saying, hey, I appreciate that, but how come you're not helping me? Why am I doing this for you? Well, I had one guy tell me that he had a bowling night on Monday. That's why he couldn't attend meetings. That's a true story. And I said, really? I said, you got a bowling night, but you're thanking me for taking time out of my life and away from my family to go do this stuff, and you've got a bowling night while I go out and help fight for your liberty? And, I mean, we all have stories like that. But, you know, the real truth of this is you guys need to call in. We need to call in to all the talk shows, all the local radio programs, hammer it, hammer the Record Searchlight, hammer the news. And this is in every county, not just Shasta County, every county.
Statewide.
Let's get them.
All right.
Kimasabi.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, my friend.
Time for us to vacate.
September the 6th, 9 a.m., courtroom number 3, Judge Mueller, and... Second Amendment, the motion to dismiss and the opposition to the motion will be heard, and then we'll move into the trial phase. We're still writing a temporary injunction so that we can bar California from stripping us of our Second Amendment guarantees during the course of the trial. And hopefully, since the state of California admitted that we just can't have everyone having a